Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jethro Prayer Circle number 10 on October 13th. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Thanksgiving for all the Canadians celebrating in Canada and abroad, like me. So happy Thanksgiving. And on that note, I just want to say really quickly, I'm so grateful for all of you for joining us today, for all of you being in the prayer circle, I'm grateful for all of you being in my life. Being a part of my community, being a part of my tribe, being a part of my journey. So thank you. I'm so grateful. And it's, you know, because of you that I get to do what I get to do, right? If you weren't here, it would not be that much fun, right? I wouldn't be able to do this, or I could do this, but who would be there to watch or listen? Nobody. So for all of you who are watching later, listening later, again, Thank you. I'm so grateful for all of you too. I know we can't always make it on the live calls, but thank you for watching and or listening. And just, you know, when you're watching and or listening, just trying to be as present as you can be. You know, this is not something that you can, like, no multitasking, right? You know, basically, if you're going to do this, just do this, right? It's not very long. Today's might be a little bit longer, but normally, you know, it's less than 30 minutes, right? So you can give yourself 30 minutes of time, all right? So, you know, because it's about your intentions, about being in this space and being in your heart and being in your body and just being totally present now, okay? So I'm going to invite you all to be totally present now here in your body, in your heart space the best you can. And we'll get started. All right. So it always ends up that we do these calls slightly differently each time, a little bit slightly differently. So we'll see what wants to come through today. I already know that I want to include a brief little meditation, you know, meditation meaning just being a little bit quiet for a few minutes. And then we'll see what else. Okay. So everyone, I'm just going to invite you all to take a deep breath. Be in your heart space. Breathe in through your nose to a count of four. Breathe out to a count of four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. And breathe out. So it is the full moon today. So some of you may be experiencing some heavier energies or more energies or more pressure or just being aware of more different things. So just allow yourself to, you know, to have that, to acknowledge that, to know that, oh, okay, so perhaps maybe this is nothing, you know, nothing serious. It's just because it's the full moon. And so when there's a full moon, there's a lot more energies that are playing, not havoc per se, but playing out in the field, okay? So just acknowledge that, know that, and say, oh, yeah, I had to remind myself of that today. Oh yeah, it's the full moon today. It's the hunter moon. That's it, as they also call it, harvest moon as well, depending on where you are. All right, so just take a deep breath now. Let's connect into the heart chakra of Mother Earth and the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun. But before we do that, let's do a quick rainbow waterfall cleanse. So imagine you're standing under a rainbow, crystal clear rainbow waterfall. And imagine that you're in a pristine setting, a serene setting. And we always like to imagine the sacred space where there's the beautiful waterfall, there's a pool of water, there are trees, bushes all around us that are abundant with leaves and flowers and fruit and berries.
Oh,
And in this serene space, in this sacred space, it's a higher dimensional energy, and it's vibrating at a higher level and higher frequency. And as you allow yourself to be there and receive, you also get uplifted, right? So allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to be uplifted, allow your vibration to rise. Automatically, organically, okay? Good. So now as you're standing under that rainbow, crystal clear waterfall, as the water comes down the front and back, left and right side of your body, take a deep breath and just allow the rainbow filled water droplets to go down the front and back, left and right side of your body, and cleanse and clear and heal and align you to the greater part of you, right? And let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day, all the stresses, all the anxieties, all the worries from the day. Let them all go into the water now to be transmuted and healed and cleared. And you might actually see or visualize or imagine the dense, heavy energies just sliding down and into the water. So it might be a little bit murky, a little bit gray, a little bit dark, you know. Just allow them to go down into the water to be healed, transmuted, and cleared. And if you don't, that's okay too. Good. And now just allow those rainbow-filled water droplets to replenish you and fill you up with unconditional love and light, with blessings, with magic, to raise your vibration, inspire and empower your mind, body, and soul to know that you are more than this, greater than this, fuller than this. Okay, take a deep breath. Now this rainbow-filled waterfall, this crystal clear rainbow waterfall is being transformed into this rainbow pillar of light and love. And this rainbow pillar of light and love extends all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth and all the way up to the heart chakra of the great central sun. And if you look at or perceive this rainbow pillar of light and love, you can see it's vibrating, it's luminescent, it's a healing, it's like a vortex, but it's a pillar of light, but it's also like a vortex, and it is it's a healing chamber of light. So just take a deep breath and just slowly descend down this rainbow pillar of light. And as you're descending down into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, allow yourself to receive the healing from this healing chamber. Good. And slowly descend, descend, descend. All the way down, down, down into the heart chakra of Mother Earth for a moment. As you tap in, as you connect in, take a deep breath and be willing to receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Love, from Mother Earth, of unconditional love and blessings, of healing and wisdom, of support, strength, and vitality. Of nurturing and nourishment and resources, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. And as you're receiving, just allow your full body and being to receive. Ask yourselves to receive, okay? And continue to receive for the rest of the day. And so what does that mean? That it means that during the rest of your day, today, you'll continue to receive these energies, these frequencies and vibrations. So from time to time, just tap in to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. It's just an intention, right? Just tap in so that you can continue to receive. You're going to receive anyways, but sometimes, you know, we can tap in and actually feel and know that we're receiving, okay? But you're going to receive regardless of whether you do that or not. But it's sometimes for our own heads, we like to do that. Okay, so take a deep breath. And now let's connect in, tap in to the heart chakra of the great central sun. So just, you know, ascend upwards in this rainbow pillar of light and love and continue to receive the healing from this healing chamber. And as you ascend up, 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 up and into the heart chakra of the great central sun, take a deep breath. As you connect in, as you tap in, and receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love and blessings, of peace, bliss, and oneness, joy, and happiness. Of knowing and wisdom, healing and well-being, connection and support, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Take a deep breath and receive, and continue to receive for the rest of the day. And again, from time to time, just tap in, connect in to the heart chakra of the great central sun, and allow yourself to receive. Know that you are receiving. Okay, take a deep breath. Good. Come back to your heart space now. Push down any walls or barriers that may be up for you. Push them all down. Good. Now expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in, big as a city, state or province. Keep expanding, keep breathing. Be as big as the country, the continent, as big as this planet and beyond. Awesome. Good. So now just be in your heart space for a moment. Just connecting to your heart. And if you have a hard time connecting to your heart space, you can put your hands on your chest, your hands on your heart, or you can enter your heart space from the back, okay? Imagine that there's a doorway there at the back and you just walk in, right? Slide in. Awesome, so just be in your heart space. Feel the energy of your heart the best you can. And this is not your emotional heart, but your sacred heart. Good. Just breathe. I just want you to be in this space for a moment. Good. And from this space now, we're going to create our prayers before we send them out. Let's create our prayers. So for those of you who know, I write the ones who send me your prayers, whether in the Facebook group or you send them to my email, I do write them in my book, my prayer book. So we're going to ask that all of the prayers in the prayer book, all the people that have sent me prayers, whether in the Facebook group or via email, all the members of the prayer circle, currently, current and future, may you all be blessed with abundance and peace and joy and happiness, prosperity, radiant health, and so much more. May all your dreams, your wishes, your desires come true for you in the highest and best way possible, better than you can even imagine. Right? So as you receive that, just open up your heart space a little bit more and a little bit more. And allow your heart space to expand. Allow your heart space to expand, grow bigger, 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 so that you are inside your heart space. Okay, your physical body is inside your heart space. Okay, so expand your heart space out so that it is bigger, wider than your outstretched arms. Okay. Awesome. Good. Breathe into that. Breathe into that, feel into that. Good. Now imagine in front of you there's a ball of light, an orb of light. And I want you to start off by just imagining this ball of light. It's like clear with some white iridescence, you know, some rainbow colors, okay? And I just want you to start filling it up with your unconditional love and blessings. So this is your personal orb of light, right? And as we fill up each personal one, all those prayers in each personal orb also get automatically added to the collective orb, okay? So let's just fill up our personal orb of light that's in front of our chest, and it could be like, you know, this big, right? Doesn't have to be too big, but this big. All right, and start filling it up with your unconditional love and light. Just from your heart space, with your intention, you can see or imagine your light going into it, whatever works for you, but it doesn't have to be. But I want you to see and imagine this orb of light getting filled up with more light, and it starts to vibrate. And it could be, you know, green light, pink light, yellow light, white light, whatever happens to be, okay? It doesn't matter. Blue light. But just imagine your intentions right now of just unconditional love and blessings filling up this orb of light. Okay, so now we ask that all of our prayers, all of our desires, our wants, our wishes, be entered into this ball of light, the orb of light. So just see or feel, imagine, perceive in whatever way that you do, all of your dreams and wishes and desires, your prayers, filling up this ball of light. So as this ball of light now is filling up with your prayers, desires, wishes, we ask that all of your prayers for everybody else in the prayer circle also be filled into your individual orb of light. So all of your prayers for all of the other people in the prayer circle, for all of their prayers also to be answered, to be fulfilled in the highest and best way possible for each and everyone. Because I know that because you are part of this prayer circle, you're not praying just for yourself. You're also praying for everyone else as well. I know that. And I'm grateful for that. So we're going to include all of those prayers in our individual orbs of light as well. And with the intention that they all be fulfilled and answered in the highest and best way possible. Can I get a sense of your orb of light in front of you? How is it vibrating? What are the colors? Is it spinning? What's happening with it? Just tap into it. See it in front of you. You might see it being so happy and joyful that it's bouncing around. You might see it spinning because it's so anxious to get all these prayers fulfilled, all these desires fulfilled. Right, and continue to add some more unconditional love and light. Your own blessings, add your blessings. Awesome. Good, and now just have this ball of light in front of you, okay? Now just be in your heart space, and imagine that your unconditional love and blessings are just, you know, wafting into this ball of light, wafting into, just slowly going into it as you're focusing on your heart space now. Just focus on your heart space, be in your heart space, and continue to breathe. And take a moment and bring to mind, bring to your awareness, bring to your attention, just something that you're grateful for. Like I said before, today is Thanksgiving weekend in Canada. So what are you grateful for? You don't have to be Canadian to be grateful, right? So bring to mind, bring to your awareness, bring to your attention, something that you're grateful for from your heart space. And that energy of gratitude that you have, allow your heart space to expand even more. Allow your heart space, your entire body and being to fill up with that gratitude right now that you have. And as you do that, the orb of light is getting filled up with your gratitude. The energy of your gratitude. Just be in your heart space, be in the state of gratitude, and just breathe for a moment. Forget about everything else. You're still connected to the orb of light in front of you, but don't even focus on that. Just focus on this gratitude right now. Continue to breathe, continue to be grateful. And sometimes when you're so grateful, you're overwhelmed with bliss and this emotion of gratitude that it brings tears to your eyes, tears to your entire being. Because you're so grateful. Be present with that gratitude for a moment. Good. Now just be in your heart space. Just be still now for a moment. Don't think, just be. Take a deep breath. Now tune back into that orb of light in front of you. How has it changed? Is it fuller? Is it more bright? Is it more vibrant? Good. So now we ask God, Spirit, Creator, Source, Universe, all of our guides, our support team, our higher self, our I Am Presence. Please support us and please support all these prayers. We ask God to please fulfill all these desires, all these prayers, all these wishes in the highest and best way possible for everyone. In your perfect divine timing, when it's perfect for everyone. And may we all receive the wisdom from our experiences Maybe I'll experience joy and ease. Maybe I'll have greater financial prosperity, greater security in our lives, greater connection to you, God. And we know we're always connected, but sometimes we lose our focus a little bit from time to time. So let us stay on the path. Let us have the intention of staying focused on you, God, on our relationship with you, on our connection with you. May we all be blessed. Blessed with your energy, your presence, your wisdom. We know we're always guided by you, God, our higher self, our guides. We know that. May we receive these messages more clearly in a way that we can understand. May we all open up our channels of receiving so that we can all receive more from you, more of what we desire, because we know this universe is abundant and plentiful. We know that, God. We know that. So we open up our channels of receiving now. We open up our energy to receive. We open up our body and our cells to receive more, more light, more love, more abundance, more prosperity, more ease, more clarity, more radiant health and well-being. And the wisdom, the clarity to take the next step, the courage to take the next step, the motivation to continue when we feel a little bit stuck. Please surround us all with your light, love, grace, and energy today and always. And may we see what you see in us. May we see that within us and in everyone else around us. May we see your beauty every day, your love every day expressed through us and everyone else. And on this beautiful holiday, this beautiful day of giving thanks and gratitude, our deepest desire and wish is that all may be happy, all may receive abundance, that all may receive what they desire, and may all see and receive your grace. Take a deep breath, everyone. And so all of your collective, your individual orbs of light with your prayers are now being connected to or formed into a bigger collective ball of light with everyone's prayers. And that is now being sent to God, to Spirit, to Creator, from the assistance of our own higher selves, our own support team, are taking all of our desires, our wishes, our dreams to Spirit, to Creator, to the universe, to be fulfilled, to be answered. So let them go. Let them go in the knowing, in the faith, in the trust that all is well, that our prayers have been heard and they are answered. And we give thanks. We give thanks to Spirit, to Creator, to our guides, our team, for all of our blessings, for all the friendships and relationships that we enjoy, the health, wealth, and prosperity we enjoy. And so much more. What else is possible now? What else are you now willing to receive? look inside your heart now. Be in your heart space and look inside your heart. And breathe in the love of spirit. Breathe in the love of the divine. Breathe in the love of God. And breathe it into all of your cells, your entire body and being, into your entire energy field and aura. Breathe it in. It's present here and now. Now receive as my higher dimensional team and I offer you some energies, frequencies, and vibrations, a concentrated blast of unconditional love and blessings, healing and wisdom, abundance and prosperity. Receive, receive, receive. Take a deep breath. Bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth for a moment. Breathe in deeply. Come back up to your heart space. Be in your body, be in your seat, be in your space, be in your room. Wiggle your toes and fingers. And open your eyes when you're ready. Now, as you go forth, go forth in the knowing that your prayers have been answered, that your prayers have been heard. And as that person whose prayers have been answered, who are you now? How do you function? How do you take the next step, right? How do you be now? Be that person whose prayer has been answered. All right. How's everybody doing? And remember to continue to receive for the rest of the day. Continue to tap in from time to time and receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth and Father Sun. Just tap in from time to time and just receive. Awesome, good. And if you're feeling intensity because of the full moon, perhaps, just take a few deep breaths, connect back into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, or expand out, focus on the bottom of your feet, go for a walk. Okay. And for those of you who are new to me and you would like to join the prayer circle as well, you can go to alara.at/prayer to join, and then you can send me your prayers via email, or you can join the Facebook group and you can write your prayers in there. And so we love to have you join us. And for all you Canadians out there, happy Thanksgiving. And all of you who are not Canadian, happy Thanksgiving anyways, right? Thanksgiving is not really a holiday. It's a state of being. It's about being grateful. And we can all be grateful for something every day. There's always something to be grateful for. So today, there are so many things that I'm grateful for. One of them is you. I'm so grateful for all of you who are here live or who are watching or listening later. I'm so grateful for all of you. Awesome. Good, good, good. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. It's been a wonderful weekend. As some of you know, it's Thanksgiving. Yesterday was my 5th wedding anniversary, so I didn't do any work, just spent time together and just enjoyed, and it was wonderful. And so sometimes you do need to take that time for yourself just to be and enjoy life, right? enjoy living. It's not always about work. Although I do tend to overwork, but it's not always about work. Sometimes it's time for you, right? So what can you do today to take some time out for you? What can you do today to be grateful for something? And when you're being grateful, it's just about being fully present in your heart space and saying, thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.